Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Sylvia Walker, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, I'm fantastic, thanks, and you?
I'm good, I'm rejuvenated. The Powerball today is 90 million rands, so...
Oh, stuff of dreams.
Listen, like I always say, Sylvia, I don't want the whole 90. 10 is enough for me. I'll take my 10 and I'll move aside. The rest can get the other 80 out there. Hey, to you listening at home, by the way, you are not lost. A very good morning to you. You are listening to the voice of Sylvia Walker. And so this is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We chat to her every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can use her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. So this morning, we are talking about uncertain times. Where in South Africa, you look this way, we're in a technical recession, and then, nope, we are in a recession. All companies seem to be failing. Fuel prices are coming up. Things just look doom and gloomy. So let's equip you then with the skills of protecting your money. For many of us, you know, it's going to be impacting our lives, including our investments. So the average person can be left feeling confused and very concerned about their hard-earned money and whether it will be worth anything in the future. Hey, Sylvia, imagine that. Yeah. If my money right now will be worth anything in the future. So talk to me, Sylvia. What are some of the factors that we face now?
Abs, I think that probably the biggest factor has been the weakening of the rand over time. You know, and when we talk about money being worth something, I think a lot of people probably have lived through times of hyperinflation, you know, in South Africa, where we've seen sort of, you know, the commodity prices shoot up. But this seems to be a different kind of ball game that we're dealing with now. It's tremendous uncertainty. So the weakening of the rand, obviously, as I say, has been a major impact. And if you think about, you know, just in terms of other currencies, the rand is now, one rand is costing, one rand at least will buy, oh gosh, I'm getting this the wrong way around, but a rand is equivalent to about 15 US dollars. I'm sorry, it's a little bit early this morning. I don't know why. So the rand is weakening and has been weakening over time, and that impacts across the board, you know, imports, petrol prices, commodity prices. And yeah, so that really impacts in every facet of our lives. And I think the thing is that the more we have to spend on just living, the less we obviously have to invest, apart from the fact that we don't know whether our investments are going to be worth anything in the future.
Speaking of that, I mean, speaking of the fuel price, we just keep complaining that it keeps going up all the time. How steep has the actual increase been?
Absolutely, it has been quite steep. You know, we don't sort of realize that there's always, I always think of that analogy with the frog in the water. You know, if you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it jumps out immediately, but if the water heats up slowly, the frog eventually boils to death because he doesn't actually realize that the water is getting hotter. And I think that's what's happened with the fuel price over time. If one just has a look at sort of 10 years ago, in 2008, it was about R8.91 per litre for 95 octane. And today we're looking at around 17 rand a litre once the fuel price goes up again in October. So it's kind of doubled over the last 10 years. And one can wonder whether your income has doubled over that period of time. And, of course, the fuel price is affected by two things, which is the local currency and then the global oil price. And both of those obviously can go up or down. But as I say, the trend has been very much in the upward movement over the last 10 years. So we're facing another fuel increase on the 1st of October. So it just becomes very expensive, more and more expensive for people to actually get to work and to, yeah. And it affects everything. You know, it affects food prices. As we know, it affects across the board.
And talking about investment then, because it's my money. How does this impact on investment, on investors, so to speak?
Yeah. And, you know, I must say, I encounter this a fair number of times lately in what I call the fear factor. People are fearful. You know, they're not quite sure whether they should tie their money up. They want to know whether they can have access to their money quite quickly. And obviously, will their money be worth something? But I think that whole, like, you know, there's the whole land story, the land grab story, which is also a big fear for people. So it's a case of, will I actually be able to just take my money quickly if I need to kind of flee? I mean, I'm sensing that with some people that I'm dealing with. And then obviously also inflation. And I must say inflation has kind of come down. That's for me a little bit of a good news story. Inflation is about averaging about 4.26% at the moment. So inflation has come down a little bit. But as I say, it's that fear, I think, that people have in terms of uncertainty. So, you know, we hold on to what we can and what we know, and money can give us that kind of security no matter what happens. So it's the fear of, you know, I don't want to have my money tied up. I want to be able to access my money, access my assets.
And then how do we make wise investments or investment decisions given all the uncertainty that's around?
As you know, people, you can only make investment decisions with what you understand and what you can control. And obviously, there's a lot of uncontrollable factors at the moment. So it's about what you understand. And because the world of investing is so confusing, in times like this, people often turn to what they see as being secure. And that is having cash investments, so money in a bank account, you know, because it gives you a fixed amount. The bank tells you exactly how much interest you're going to earn and your capital is secure. So that often, I think, what happens in uncertain times is people, you know, they go to where it's safe, where they can understand, because bank account is relatively simple to understand. And, of course, we know that in the short term, that's fine and that's a good idea. But long term, if you want to build long term wealth, you're not going to get great returns through the bank account. So you need to actually be in something that's a bit more risky, in shares or via traditional unit trust investments or other investments where you actually get access to the equity market. So, as I say, when people pull back, they hold on to what they've got, but it's not necessarily the best thing long term. And, of course, always it's important to get advice because we live in our own minds, as I've said before. You know, we do what we are comfortable with and what we know and understand, and that might not necessarily be the best thing for us. In terms of our long term, the growth of our money and our assets long term.
5:23. Good morning to you. If you have just joined us, by the way, no, you are not lost. You're listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. The voice you're hearing is that of Sylvia Walker, your resident financial advisor, who joins you every Friday around about this time to give you some financial advice that is much needed in these uncertain times in South Africa. And speaking about uncertain times, you have your money, your hard-earned money that you've worked for, but you hear about the rand that's causing chaos. You hear about fear of the investors in the South African market. So if you have your money, how far can your money go for you? And what are some of the things you can do to safeguard your money? That's exactly the conversation we are having with Sylvia Walker this Friday morning. Sylvia, all right, fine. What about property? I mean, bricks and mortar have always been the solid investment plan.
Yes, it has, Abs. It's always been known as being solid because it's there and it just has a steady increase in growth over time. Quite interesting. Obviously, there's two ways one can access property. You could either access it via buying property, physical property, and then, you know, renting, perhaps being a landlord and generating an income and obviously having that property increase in value over time. And then the other way is to access it via what's called a REITT, a real estate investment trust. So that's like a property unit trust, and there you're investing in companies that actually manage commercial properties. So those are the two main ways of doing it. And quite interesting, if one has a look at the property index on the JSE, in the longer term, sort of, you know, 5 to 10 years, properties delivered solid returns. In the shorter term, not as great shakes. There's some other investment options that have delivered better returns. So property definitely over the long term is a good investment, and it's a very good thing to include in your basket, you know, in terms of your diversification. An important aspect to include.
5:25. We are still continuing the conversation with Sylvia Walker. And so, Sylvia, let's talk about tips for investors in these turbulent times.
Absolutely. So I think we didn't, you know, the one thing I also want to just mention when we speak about sort of diversification is also to look at offshore investments. So investments in foreign currencies, and that has delivered very good returns in the short term, in the sort of less than 5 year period. And really there are two options. One can either go and invest, with SA Rand in a foreign currency. So you access an investment in South Africa and that money is then invested in offshore investments. Or you can actually invest in a foreign currency. So you actually move your money out of South Africa and you invest by one of the offshore platforms. And of course, the benefit of investing offshore like that is that the weaker the rand gets in terms of the other currency, the more your investment grows because your investment is in that foreign currency. So the stronger that currency gets, better your investment is in rand terms. So that's a way you can kind of benefit from the weakening rand in a kind of reverse way. So it's always a good idea to include some offshore investments in your investment portfolio as well, because that gives you that hedge against the weakening rand, but not everything. So a percentage, maybe 25 or 30% should be in offshore investments. And many of the unit trusts actually will offer that as part of their portfolios, as part of their unit trust portfolios. I think just some tips, Ads, in terms of, what can one do in these times, is really just to stay the course with your investments. Don't run scared, because running scared actually shoots yourself in the foot at the end of the day, as I've said earlier, with just putting everything, where it's safe, or in the bank or under the mattress. And then we do know that the JSE has been the best performing stock exchange since 1900 worldwide. There's empirical data to prove that. And South Africa has been through a huge amount of turbulence since 1900. So, turbulence is something that we've always seemed to have lived with in this country, turbulence and uncertainty. So let's not get too caught up in the emotions of the moment. As I say, the JSE has been the best performing stock exchange since 1900. So, stick with that. Have some of your investments in equities, because things go up and things go down. And try not to let emotions get in the way, because that, I think, is our biggest issue, is the fear and the emotions that come into it. And then proper diversification. So if they have some money in offshore, maybe some money in property, some money in cash, spread your risk and spread your bets, if I can put it that way. Have your risk in different places so that you are diversified, so that you can actually weather the storm and come out tops at the end of the day.
Sylvia, when you talk of foreign investment and foreign currencies, I think that's a whole discussion on its own, eh? Because you keep hearing about it, foreign investment, foreign whatever, and you're thinking to yourself, how does that work? What do I do? I mean, it's an option that you've put on the table. I think it's worth a discussion. It's worth a show of its own.
Yes, we can have a look. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Sylvia, once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us once again and sharing your pearls of wisdom with us. Looking forward to chatting next week, Friday again. And don't forget to play the lotto.
The Powerball.
And do
have
share.
A good weekend,
and do share.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Sylvia Walker, ladies and gentlemen, who joins you every Friday around about this time on Money Matters. To you listening at home.